Practice starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 days a week. Courtney Ryan plays for the University of Arizona's Adaptive Athletics Women's Wheelchair Basketball Team.
Honestly, my life is just basketball and school as of right now.
For the past 5 seasons, Pete Hughes has coached the team. He brings more than coaching knowledge to the sidelines.
It's fun to watch the way they play. I no longer play, I just retired, and I'm glad I don't have to play against them because they're pretty vicious on the court.
Half of the team's 8 players have been selected for the USA Women's Wheelchair Basketball Team, though only 3 have committed. They will be competing in the 2016 Paralympic Games in Brazil. Ryan was selected over the summer to play on the national team.
Gold medal, Paralympics 2016, Rio. That's what we want.
Ryan says she's been playing wheelchair basketball for a year and a half.
Before this, I was playing collegiate soccer on a Division II team in Colorado at Metro State. There I played for 3 years before my injury, and in my third year, during a soccer game, I had a blood vessel leak in my spinal cord, which caused me to become an incomplete paraplegic, so I'm paralyzed from the waist down.
After she finished rehabilitation, Ryan started playing wheelchair basketball on a men's team. She was recruited to the U of A by Coach Hughes.
The hardest transition was when I got out of the rehab hospital into the real world. It's just really difficult traveling in a wheelchair when you're first newly disabled, and honestly, I didn't really start feeling comfortable until I came to U of A and until I met all these girls who have been in chairs for years now, some even since they've been born. And so they've taught me a lot. They've taught me about transfers, they've taught me about getting around and just chair skills and maintenance.
U of A team captain Jen Poist is making a return trip to the Paralympics. She competed in the 2012 London Games.
We finished 4th at the Paralympics, which was kind of disappointing. We were hoping to bring home a medal. Germany won gold in London, so they're number one. Australia and the Netherlands also have really good programs and will probably be our biggest competition in Rio.
Coach Hughes says wheelchair basketball is different from the basketball most people are familiar with.
Obviously, there's no jumping and there's no lateral movement. So I think when you talk about it from a strategic point of view, I mean, there's more picking and rolling because you can't pick through a chair once you get right chair position. So it's a little bit more like a little combination of like offensive line blocking schemes for football.
Ryan says she's looking forward to her second season with the U of A team.
It's proven to me with this sport that once an athlete, always an athlete. And I just love the camaraderie between the team and how everybody brings something different and brings it into a unit. Go. All
right. The team kicks off its season later this month with their first tournament in Los Angeles. I'm Laura Palmisano, Arizona Public Media.